right. Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday to you. Glad you're tuning in. This is the Hero Card Hour. Each Friday, 2 to 3 here on KERV 1230 AM radio. I'm the host of the show most weeks. My name is Lou McCoy. I'm joined in the studio with Bobby Burris.
Hello, everyone. Happy Friday.
Bobby, how are you today?
Doing real well. It's a gorgeous day out. They say it's going to be cold tomorrow. Who signed up for that one?
Who pays attention?
Yeah, well.
Right? Is that
I was ready for like a little spring weather.
Like what's cold going to be? What does it say?
High like 66 or something tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's big guys like that.
Well,
kind of
it does say. Yeah, I'm looking right now at my weather.
I like it pretty much, but I'm going to hear my wife not like it. So that's 60, that's why I guess I'm complaining. Because I'm going to hear complaining.
Cloudy and 67 tomorrow. Well, that's not the end of the world. That's not bad.
Not at all.
But Sunday will be beautiful. Sunday will be beautiful.
Sunday's going to be a great day. All right. 75 on Sunday. All right. Well, we'll sleep tomorrow and work on Sunday. It's all good. Glenn, how you doing? You've been under the weather.
Been under the weather, but I'm on the rebound now. Got that stomach flu, so everybody be careful. You know, be alert.
Stay away from Glenn. How we're going to be careful. Why are you here, Glenn?
I think I'm okay. I think I'm feeling kind of a little puny still, but I think the worst is out of the way.
Is behind you.
It's good.
No. That's terrible. Yeah, ding, 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 ding. Well, I appreciate you coming in. I know it's probably been a tough week for you.
Oh, sure.
Hopefully you can get a little rest this weekend. So has this bug kept you from... I believe it's Brody.
Brody, yes.
Bam. Has it kept you from seeing Bam, as we announced last week?
It has, because he's still so little, you know. And, I mean, at this point, and I certainly, Grandpa doesn't want to get him sick or anything. So I'm hoping to maybe see him on Sunday. Should have this all cleared out and be back to normal.
You have a note from your doctor for Sunday, you think?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll probably need one. My daughter won't let me anywhere
near
him. She's, as she should be, protected,
well,
you know.
Yeah. So when's the last time you saw him?
Let's see. Been about 8 days, I guess.
Okay.
So I get new pictures every day.
So you had this Easter Sunday then, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
You were sick on Easter.
No, actually Wednesday was.
Okay.
And so I'm in day three.
Okay.
So I've had worse, but, you know, none of it's any good.
No, it's
certainly
tough.
Don't want to give it to the kids.
No. Man. Well, I'm sorry, and I hope you get feeling better soon. What about you, Bobby? You been healthy?
Well, you know, I think I'm having a rough recuperation from Easter weekend.
Too much chocolate?
Well, I did a birthday party for my oldest granddaughter.
Ah.
Rented the moon jump, the big moon jump with the water slide. Really cool. Gonna save a few bucks on delivery, right? Do it myself, no problem. Never again. I will pay that delivery and set up and pick up, because that was just way too much. Those little things are heavy, and it rained the night before we had to roll it up, so it was a mess.
So you said, those things. Yeah. That's
but everybody had a good time.
It's a lot.
The party
of
went off without a hitch.
Good.
It was just.
Did you slide?
I did not. No.
What?
No.
All that work? You didn't slide?
I didn't slide.
Man.
No. The kids were enjoying that, and I was enjoying relaxing
for
putting it up.
You were too tired.
It took me a day. I put it up on Friday. The party was Saturday. I'm still recuperating from putting it up.
Yeah.
And then Monday had to tear it down. And it took me a day or two, I think, to recuperate from that. That's probably what the deal was.
So next time. Somebody else is going to do all that,
yes,
right?
I
You're
will
just going to pay.
I, will pay.
I know.
Pay.
I don't even want to know what you saved.
Yeah, 60
probably.
Bucks.
Oh, Bobby.
Yeah, no, I know. I could kick my butt. I've never done one, so I guess it was I had to go through the experience.
Oh, yeah, let's go with that. Whatever it takes for you to feel better about that. Oh, it should wore you out.
Now, other than that, it's been a good week.
Good.
You know, everybody got their taxes paid on Tuesday, so everybody had a little extension on their taxes, I guess, because of the Easter weekend. So everybody's paid up and ready to spend money here in Kerrville.
Taxes were due Tuesday? Is that what you tell me?
You didn't put that in your calendar?
I should have written that down somewhere.
You should have.
Yeah, I guess I'll be hearing from
Uncle Sam. That's an important
day. Yeah.
Uncle Sam will be calling.
Well, so I just came back from a little trip I took, as you were aware, Bobby. I don't know, Glenn, if I told you this, but I went out to Georgia.
Really?
One of my dearest friends lives out in North Georgia, just about an hour north of Atlanta.
I did see that you flew there.
Yeah, did you see that post on Facebook? So I was just having fun. He's taking flying lessons. And so we were out at the airport. He convinced me that I wanted to go up with him while he was taking flying lessons. That's a hard sell right there.
Parachutes on board. That's all I want to know.
It was a lot of fun. Of course, he has a trainer there that I did see hit the credentials on that guy. He knew what he was doing. And you talk about just helpless for about an hour and 15 minutes. I was just in the back of this small plane, just staying quiet and just, you know.
Keenly observing.
Observing. What do you think I could do? You know, there was nothing. I would have been no help for any of that.
Yeah. Or the parachutes on board.
Well, I don't know if they would even help you. But they were convinced that you could land in a tree and be okay. So we didn't have to find out. So
all right. That's good news.
I did fly home on Southwest on commercial, and that was very nice. Compared to the backseat of that little plane.
Trust me. Imagine.
So, yeah, there you go. So, great time in Georgia. Got back last night. So, didn't do much productive this week, Bobby. So, hope you went out and sold some things and had some fun with the hero card. All right, so today's show, Glenn, what did we do? We did a little music by, Hall & Oates, I think?
Yeah, I was listening to some of that earlier and remembering, hey, man, those guys were really good.
Pretty talented. They had a list of great songs. Bobby, Hall & Oates fan?
You know, I do remember their music. I won't say that they were on my playlist of the day.
Their Kiss wasn't on
I might have had an 8-track. I'm not sure.
There you go. I think they were 8-track, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were 8-track.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Are they still performing, Glenn? Do you know?
Well, I believe they have done some shows, and I know Daryl has got Daryl's House, which is a TV program where he invites lots of different artists over, and that's insanely popular and really a neat show.
Okay.
But I do think they're still friendly and do shows from time to time. They'd probably make a $1 billion if they went out on tour.
They probably
right
would.
Now with all the 80s nostalgia.
Well, I think they're, in fact, my friend Greg, I thought it was Hall & Oates, but it's Doobie Brothers are coming out there. The Doobie Brothers and Chicago.
Yeah. They still tour a lot.
They do.
Doobie Brothers. That was my very first concert.
Yeah.
1974, something like that.
Good first concert.
Good for you. I think Chicago was my first, so we talked about that at one time. Yeah.
And they've got the big nostalgia East-West Coast, the two festivals. The Eagles are reuniting, and it's unclear whether it's going to be Glenn Frey's son that takes his place or whether it might be Jackson Browne. Or, you know, who it's going to be, they don't know for sure, haven't said. But the fact that they're getting back together after they said they wouldn't, I think is kind of neat. Of course, it's just two shows. They're going to do one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast. And I believe Earth, Wind, and Fire, Fleetwood Mac. It's going to be a huge journey.
Journey, okay.
So it's the monsters of rock, if you will.
That'd be an awesome show. I wonder what tickets will run for that.
Oh, man. Pretty penny.
Pretty penny.
After you've flown to either coast, which I'll take West Coast, thank you.
Yeah.
Probably be a big outdoor venue of some kind, I would think.
Yes, and I heard what it was, and I can't recall. They listed
a Woodstock environment.
Oh, man, two nights. So you've got, Fleetwood Mac's headlining one night and the Eagles the other night with all the other acts. So
okay.
Be worth a trip.
Sounds like
a little vacation.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Let's go. Get the dates, Glenn. We're going. We'll fly that little plane out there.
I think I'll drive.
We were talking about flying that plane back to Texas, and I can't imagine how long that would take, how miserable that would be. I don't know. So, anyway, Bobby, any plans for being a pilot for you?
No, I grew up, my grandfather flew.
Okay.
Had a plane, so I grew up flying in a little plane.
And that cured you?
No, I just don't know that I wanted to learn how.
Yeah.
You know, that's the... Oh, that's a lot of responsibility, you know. You can't just pull over the side of the road if you get a little tuckered out or don't know what to do next.
Yeah.
You're sort of stuck. You better know what to do. So.
Well, apparently it's pretty safe.
They say it's safer than driving.
Yeah, maybe, statistically. Yeah, so.
Of course, there's a lot fewer planes in there than cars out there. So.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. You know. Absolutely. Well, all right. So let's cue up a song. And which one did you find here? A little Hall & Oates for a minute. We'll take a quick break. Come back. We're going to talk. Bobby and I got to go over some hero card stuff. Make shout outs to our sponsors and our different business partners. So we'll just take a quick break. What do you have queued up? Hall & Oates.
Yeah, dreams come true.
There you go. Let's play it. We'll be right back here on the Hero Card Hour in just a few minutes.
Stop!
right, you make my dreams come true. Little Hall and Oates. That had everybody here in the studio dancing a little bit.
Less so than I would normally.
Yeah. And we're not the dancing group, are we, for sure?
Speak for yourself.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to see that.
I'm more of a toe tapper.
Yeah, there you go. Snapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good music, though. Hey, I want to give a shout-out real quick. We're going to talk Hero Card in a minute, but I want to give a shout-out to the Tybee Boys baseball team. Won their district.
Congratulations.
Yeah, they're really, really talented. Good group of kids. I guess playoffs start maybe next week, but they're knocking it out of the park over there. So to speak. No, they really are. They're very talented. Got a great pitching staff. One of their kids signed with A&M to pitch, and they're talented all the way around. So
that's excellent.
Great setting to watch baseball over there behind the high school across the creek. Uh-huh. I don't know if you've been over there, but that's a great place. I don't know when their upcoming games are, but if you get a chance, maybe not when it's 67 degrees, but when it's 75 out, it's perfect over there.
Even if you don't have a kid or a grandkid in it, man, Tybee is such a great sports school. I mean, always does well. Yeah. Always a fine bunch of kids. And I get to meet them sometimes because of Coach and Walter.
They come up, get on the show,
Just, great kids, man.
Yeah.
I can't say enough about Tybee and the type of school they run. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's nice of you, Glenn. And I saw that they've picked a new principal at the high school. In fact, former coach, used to coach the girls' softball. An assistant coach, assistant principal for, I think, the last 2 years, Shelby Balzer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody knows local girl, and Shelby's now the new head principal at the high school. Wow. So pretty outstanding. She's working her way up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, ding, 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 ding. All right. So, Bobby, let's talk Hero Card. What we got to give a few shout-outs. I want to mention Chad Huber. Chad with Casa Keepers. Chad is one of our super-duper heroes. His business, in fact, Chad's going to be on in a couple weeks to really get in depth on what he does. He does really a couple things, but he'll maintain your home. Mm-hmm. And whether you live in it full time or maybe it's a second home, you're not there all the time, but he'll do routine maintenance on the house. He'll also do handyman type projects. If you need something repaired, he can do that.
I got some gutter work. I probably need to give him a call.
Everybody needs Chad. He's just very talented, has a crew that he can totally trustworthy.
Awesome.
And with a Hero Card, he discounts. He'll do a half-day handyman service, so they line up the work they want to do that day. Mm-hmm. It's usually $195. With a Hero Card, it's $160, which is a nice savings.
That's a nice savings, yeah.
Very, very good. Very talented.
Pay for your card in one fell swoop.
Hey, there you go. Pay the $25 card, paid for. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. So,
gotta love it.
Love Chad. New partner to our program, and you can find the information about anybody we talk to on the show. Just go to our website or go to our Facebook page, the easiest thing, HeroCardOnline.com, or, of course, Facebook is the Hero Card Facebook page.
And as we talk about weather, and as summer is coming, whether we like it or not,
yes, it will be.
We want to give folks out there to let them know if you need some air conditioning issues to take care of, give our folks over at Trademark Brown Air Conditioning call.
Alan Brown and his team, you bet.
They will save you a little money. And, of course, a good tune-up for the coming season. Probably will make you much happier come July.
You know, and a little preemptive strike.
Well, sometimes, those things run without their right juices in them, and they run to death.
Yeah, and the air doesn't cool down.
No.
There you go.
And you're spending a lot more money in electricity trying to do something it's not going to do anyway.
So yeah.
Save yourself some money and call Trademark Brown Air Conditioning.
There you go. Well, Alan, in fact, give him a shout-out as well. I think I've mentioned on the show several times that our Rotary has teamed up with the Hill Country Veterans Center.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Hill over there, and we've been doing a beautification project. And that old armory over on Meadowview is there. I think it's 115 or 111 Meadowview. But old historic building, not very attractive in its current condition, although we've improved it immensely already. But, that's a volunteer organization over there. The city, I believe, gave that building to the association. And so everything they do is either by grant or by volunteer work. So story is, well, the where I'm leading with this is that the front of the offices for that building are at the very front of the building. Mm-hmm. And there's beautiful big windows there, but they do not have air conditioning, central air. in the building, and so they have swamp coolers or old window units in there.
Oh, right, right.
And so when we're trying to make the front of the building pretty, it's just hard to do that with these window units in there. So Allen Brown has approached Carrier Air Conditioning, and they have provided some equipment for the center.
Awesome.
At a deep, deep discount. And so the rest of the whatever they're not providing was going to be paid for by Rotary, and we're going to put in an HVAC over there. And Alan's giving away the labor on that. And just great guy. Great team of people over there. So, yeah, good call.
Most all our hero partners are that kind of folks.
Yeah, we try to only take the best, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you
absolutely
get a lot of value with your $25 card.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you something, we want to have some fun coming up. Let's talk about the Callow Theater. They've got a big event coming up. I think it's April 29th.
What are they doing, Bobby?
Crystal Gale.
That's right.
I mean, here in Kerrville, Texas, Crystal Gale.
Yours truly is going to be at that show.
Yeah, well, buy your ticket at the box office,
okay,
and they'll give you a voucher for a free beverage.
If you have a hero card.
With,
right,
with your hero card. Oh, no, everything we talk about
you gotta have
is definitely the hero card. But yeah,
right,
show them your card, get a voucher for a free beverage that evening while you sit and enjoy the music of Crystal Gale.
Nice.
She's not bad to look at either.
Oh, no.
I'm on their website right now. Yeah, that's good. Okay, very, very good. And maybe you need a little dinner before that, Bobby.
Absolutely. You know, a good place to go. We got a few. Are we looking for Mexican? Are we looking for Chinese?
Yes.
Let's do the Soaring Dragon.
All right, sounds good.
They've got a great dinner thing going on over there.
Absolutely.
If you're looking for Mexican, let's do Del Norte Restaurant.
Okay.
Also, a great place to go. Acapulco, if you have a choice between which Mexican you like. You got two choices there, so give them a call and maybe make a reservation. Make it a special night. Maybe they'll do something nice for you at your table when you take your
dinner and a
take
show.
That's right, absolutely.
Well, I'll be happy then.
You know, another place we don't talk about, but a great hero card partner we don't talk about near enough is Chili's.
Oh yeah,
Chili's takes the hero card. They love taking the card, 10% off all the time. Great atmosphere, especially right now. Hey, that'd be great for this weekend, sit out on that patio with cool weather.
Yeah.
Looking
right
at the river.
Yeah.
Having a little margarita or sweet tea.
If you're going to be lazy and not go anywhere, you're just going to stay home, call Papa John's.
There you go.
Papa John's will bring it right over to you, and they got a big discount over there. So if you're going to be a little cheap over the weekend, don't want to go out,
You're not one to talk about cheap, Bobby. I'm sorry.
Let's call Papa John.
And by the way, people may not think about it, but, you know, they've got the whole system there. So when you show your hero card, when they deliver, they can take care of that discount.
That's
for
right.
You.
Absolutely.
So it's not a problem.
Yeah, 25% off, which is an amazing.
Wow.
That's an amazing deep discount. Dickie's Barbecue, but we do a lot with food. Hero card works very good with restaurants, obviously, places you
chicken
go
Express.
Off.
Express. I got a good Express discount there the other day when I got some chicken. Good chicken, too.
Did you make a reservation?
No, they were able to get me in right away. I'll tell you, no offense to Chicken Express. I grew up around Church's Chicken, so I went there that night. They told me it was going to be a 20-minute wait. I said, we'll go down the street, try the Chicken Express. I don't know now that I'm going back to Church's.
20 minutes for some chicken.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's not like they had a parking lot full of people. I mean, we just sort of slacked off into cooking the chicken that day.
Yeah,
you know,
but I did want to wait.
They're chicken tenders with the gravy.
But anyway, they were real nice over there, offered me a discount by showing my hero card at
Very
Chicken
cool.
Express. So definitely a good place to go. You know, it's too hard to fry chicken these days at home. Jeez, that's
messy.
A lot of work. Oh, a lot of work.
Yeah,
and it never seems to come out like.
Like chicken grandma or mom used to make?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
something they know how to do. Now, all this eating, you may gain a little weight.
Yep.
So we want to send you over to the Premier 7 Gym.
Oh, yeah. Go see Jensen and Chris.
You know, let them get you. I mean, you can still eat a chicken on occasion, a little fried chicken, but you got to eat the other right things during the week and do a little taking care of yourself kind of thing.
Yeah, so, then you earn your treat.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you get to cheat once a week, I say.
Yeah, you can. So Chris, he'll work with you and help you get your muscle tone. Get your body in line, working out properly, and then Jency will help you with stretching and yoga.
Wow.
And they're a great team, and love Chris and Jency. In fact, we might, in the second half of the show, we've got a little interview with Chris that we like to share, talking about what, very, very knowledgeable about how the body works, and, you know, working out is great, but if you're not doing it correctly, it can do a lot of damage. So,
well, let's bring up too, in case you're not just in Kerrville, maybe you're in Fredericksburg.
Yep.
This weekend, we've got a bunch of new partners out in the Fredericksburg area. Again, talking about some food places: Gaddy's Pizza, Cranky Frank Barbecue.
There you go.
The Ratskeller. I really like that place because it's down in the old hospital there in the basement.
Great food. Got really a great cool burger over there. Yep.
And of course, you know, if you're going to take your bride or your significant other out there for dinner, drop by Bloom and Handler Florist.
Yeah. And
get a little flower arrangement or something nice. A little corsage or something to put on your wife's arm and take her out to dinner.
You know, and this whole with the Crystal Gale and, you know, a place to go out and have some dinner, man, you could really impress.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we need to do that, you know, now and then.
You think? Yeah, that's probably a good thing always.
Good relationships take a little effort and
they
work.
They do.
You know,
they
don't just expect it to happen. Yeah, but, you know, and sometimes it's never enough.
We do what we can.
Well, all right, so let's do a couple things on health real quick. In fact, we'll play a little clip here in a minute from Angela Major, who was on the show last week, health coach and RN, and helps you. Major weight loss is her. I know I could use her right now after my trip to Georgia. That'd be good. We have another partner, Chris Smith and the Skin Studio, and she is very, very talented to help you with just making your skin look better. She has she uses a certain product line. It's called the Rhonda Allison Skincare Line, which is very upper-end, high-end product. And so if you have blotches in your skin, she can help with those, just make you look better all the way around. So now you could treat your wife to that as well, and you'd just be the man, Bobby.
Hey, that's right. Brownie points.
I'm good at spending your money,
That's right. We can do that.
There you go. All right, so are we almost time for a break here?
Yeah, we're getting pretty close.
Pretty close. Well, on the back half of the show, we've got Maggie Baker coming in. Oh, I see Maggie waiting here, so we'll introduce her in just a minute. Maggie is a veteran service officer here in town, and she has some things that she wants to talk about, so we're always glad to have Maggie come in. We'll also keep the Hall & Oates going. We'll play a couple of these. We'll let Major Weight Loss promote her detox program, and we'll feature that interview with Chris Cother at Premier 7. Anything else, Bobby, you want to add real quick before
we
take a break?
We probably want to tell you about a couple other places you ought to stop by if you're out and about tomorrow. The 4T Trading Post. If you've not been in that shop over on Sydney Baker, it's just the coolest thing. And if you're out with springtime going, like I've been working in my yard, fixing up your little man cave area or your patio, they got some really cool stuff. So go over to 4T Trading Post. A $50 purchase gets you a $10 gift certificate.
Sweet deal, right there.
You can use another time or give to a friend, family.
Yeah.
You know, if you wanted to do some things yourself, MG Building Supplies.
Great hero partner there.
Yeah, they do great. Gibson's also another one that you can get all kinds of stuff for fixing up around the house. One other thing we do want to mention about, because it'll be coming into that time of year before we know it, is our friend over at Benefit Solutions, Todd. We want to be sure to give him a call. So if you need to work on some things for your business with your employees and put together some benefit packages and or coming up with enrollment with all the new rules that will be taking place with insurance, Todd over there is very helpful. Give him a call as
Bright guy. Knows the ins and outs, studies what's going on in the legislature and the changes. So that's awesome. Very, very good. All right, and then one last, if you want to get your car cleaned here in Fredericksburg, Short Stop East and West, used to be the old Jex over there. It's under new ownership, new management, great people. So pretty slick deal. You can get $2 off car wash. Just go in and show your hero card, save $2 on car wash, and get your car clean. I noticed mine was dirty from sitting at the airport for the week, and looks like some birds had fun with it. So anyway,
all right.
So, Glenn, we ready for a break? Let's cue up a little Hall & Oates. And
right.
This is the Hero Card on KDRV 1230 AM radio. When we come back, we'll talk with Maggie Baker.
Love. Introducing the Hero Card. With the Hero Card, you get major discounts at the best businesses around town. No need for coupons with the Hero Card. Just show it at the businesses that support it. What businesses are those? Find the entire listing of businesses that utilize the Hero Card at HeroCardOnline.com. A portion of each Hero Card sale is devoted to worthy causes in our local community, supporting all of our heroes, including veterans and first responders. Find out how you can use the Hero Card for your next fundraising activity. To purchase the card and for more information, just visit HeroCardOnline.com. The Hero Card, honoring heroes and supporting local businesses. Get your card today. Introducing the Hero Card. With the Hero Card, you get major discounts at the best businesses around town. No need for coupons with the Hero Card. Just show it at the businesses that support it. What businesses are those? Find the entire listing of businesses that utilize the Hero Card at HeroCardOnline.com. A portion of each Hero Card sale is devoted to worthy causes in our local community, supporting all of our heroes, including veterans and first responders. Find out how you can use the Hero Card for your next fundraising activity. To purchase a card and for more information, just visit HeroCardOnline.com. The Hero Card, honoring heroes and supporting local businesses. Get your card today.
So I'm here with Angela Major with Major Weight Loss. Angela, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good. Listen, I appreciate your time. I'm just so excited to find out more about this detox program that you have starting in May. From what I saw that you posted on that, was it looks like a very simple process, but it looks like somebody could get some great results. What I know you're excited about it. What? Why would somebody want to detox their body?
Well, it is simple. It's just 5 days, You can enjoy your weekends, and then during those 5 days, you can actually see some weight loss potentially. But you'll definitely have more energy by the end of the week. You could relieve some pain in your joints. There's a lot of good, get some digestion worked out, so good stuff.
Okay,
in 5 days.
That's very, very good. So that's just a short commitment, so somebody could get started. Somebody that's wanted, like myself, that just would like to make a little simple change to get started in some health issues. And the other thing I noticed on there was you could sleep better.
That's right.
Yeah, that'd be really fun. Mm. Absolutely. So this is a May 1st rollout of this detox. Do I have that right?
Yes, that's right.
And people can register. The easiest way is to send you a text and their email. Is that right?
That's right. They can text their email address to 210-617-3356, and that way I can send them the link with all the details.
Okay. And the cost of the class is just under $100, I believe, and you even have some early registration.
That's right.
Very, very good. Well, listen, that's exciting. So this is Angela Major with Major Weight Loss, and I just would encourage you to be a part of her detox on, I'll be a part of it, so join me on the detox May 1st. Thanks for coming by, Angela.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. The Hero Card Hour, little Hall & Oates. I can't go for that. All right, there you go. Hi, Maggie Baker. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in. How's your week been?
Very, very busy.
Yeah, you're running hard.
I am, but it's so much fun.
And it's almost over, your week? Or are you going to have to work on the weekend?
At 5 o'clock, it's over.
It's over. Done.
Till Monday morning.
Good. Good. You have a big weekend planned?
Yard work.
Oh, ring the bell. No, don't ring the bell. Do you enjoy yard work?
I love it.
Good.
I could actually make a living at it. I love it. I really love it.
Get your hands dirty, or do you wear gloves?
Yeah. I wear gloves sometimes.
Okay. Well, that's probably wise. So you like to mow, edge, weed eat, or yes. talking about and yes, yes, just anything in the garden.
Anything
good for
in
you.
The yard. Oh yeah,
good for you. That's fun. It's good for us too, right?
It is.
That's
yes.
good. Well, I didn't properly introduce you. This is Maggie Baker with us now here in the studio, and Maggie is a veteran service officer here in Kerrville.
Yes, sir.
I get that right?
Yes, sir.
And you've been on the show before, Maggie, and I always appreciate you coming on. You do such great work for our veterans here in the community. And you have a list of things going on, and I want to make sure we cover the Memorial Day event coming up because that's almost here.
Yes, sir.
So tell us about that.
All right. Well, please. It's our Kerr County Veterans Memorial Day event. It takes place Monday, May 29th. The event starts at noon, but anyone who's involved with it, please show up at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And this is going to be at our Kerr County Courthouse at the Military War Memorial Monument and our new military benches.
Nice benches.
Yes, if you haven't seen them, you need to come down and
yeah,
look at them.
Yeah, well, you were while we were away, you were talking about how you had a hard time getting one, and now you have 9 benches. Is that what you said? That's impressive.
Yeah, we thought we were awesome. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
We just had the donors come out, and they said, you know, we want to buy this and this. We had one donor buy 4 benches for us.
Very
wow,
good.
God yeah, bless so them.
And those are anchored in down there. They're right?
Very heavy concrete.
Very heavy concrete. Okay.
Yes.
Comfortable?
Oh.
Are they?
Super comfortable.
Okay.
Yes. I'd sit in those before an office chair.
Well, that's nice. And we do have a very generous community here.
Oh, we do.
And we do a lot in the community for our veterans. And anything, well-deserved.
Yes. Anything yes. we ask the community for. They are right there to
they
help our
it.
Veterans.
Yeah, yes. Isn't that awesome?
It's well, wonderful, yes.
That's fun. Okay, so the Monday the 29th starts at noon. People that are involved need to get there by 11.
Yes, sir.
So what, we have some elected officials. Oh, I see on here some music performers.
Yes, well, not performers, but just a couple.
Okay.
That are going to be playing like the national anthem.
Okay.
And they'll be playing the military music. Our 5 military service songs.
Okay. Oh,
and,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's when it comes to that, our veterans that are sitting there, they stand up and they want to be noticed.
That's awesome.
So that is really wonderful. And then we're going to have our Hill Country VBA Honor and Color Guard, our laying of the wreaths this year. Well, we have it every year. But last year, we didn't have all the names read.
Okay.
There's so many people who have wreaths that want to, you know, be a part of it and honor our veterans. Right. And so they're going to be laid at the steps of our War Memorial Monument.
Very good.
And Mr. Alan Hill has elected to read those names for us.
That's awesome.
It is.
You'd be good at that, yep.
And then the names that are on our War Memorial Monument, we're having those all read this year.
Good.
And so there's lots and lots of fun going to be on the Memorial Day. So everyone just show up at the Kerr County Courthouse and sit in our new benches and just enjoy yourself.
A patriotic event.
That's
very
yes.
nice.
Very, very
there
good.
There is one thing, though.
Yep.
The year before last, it was flooding in Kerrville.
Uh-huh. Was it on Memorial Day?
Yes.
Was it? Okay.
We didn't have a second venue. This year, we've been told that we can use the Kerrville VA auditorium.
Good.
And that's right in with the education building and the building right next to the VA hospital itself.
Okay.
Great.
Oh, that's so. Nice. Okay. Well, let's hope it's a pretty day.
I hope
that
so.
That would be a challenge,
it
obviously.
It would be wonderful.
To have to move around. Mm-hmm. Hard to believe, May 29th, just around the corner. This year's
month.
Going by.
Yes.
Going by really quick.
Add a clip, for sure.
Add a clip. All right. So just to rephrase or restate all that, May 29th at noon.
Yes, sir.
At the courthouse. Just if you show up at the memorial, we'll have some patriotic songs, get to honor our veterans. Should be a great day. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
What, a couple
be.
Hours for that event?
I'm thinking probably 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yes.
So then you can make plans to do something else after that day.
Yes, sir. There's a lot of events that will be going on, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it'll be a busy day.
Yes.
We like our holidays here in Kerrville.
Yes,
the Hill
we
Country.
Do.
Yes, absolutely.
Indeed.
All right. And okay. So, Maggie, you handed me some other things. You have... I know some ongoing programs.
Yes, sir.
Let's start with your brown bag lunch, which I'm familiar with. I think it's so neat. Tell us about what that's also in May.
Yes.
Almost that same weekend. Tell us what's yes. going on.
Well, this happens every month.
Right.
And this is the fourth, well, going into the fourth year of this. And it's always the last Thursday of the month. And in May, it'll be May 25th. And we always meet at the Union Church down on the
yep.
corner of Travis and Memorial Boulevard. And this month, well, month of May, we're having Melissa McKinnon. She's a U.S. Army veteran, and she is with an organization called Grace After Fire. And this is an organization related to mainly female veterans, and it just helps them to have a mission. And it is to provide the means for women veterans to gain knowledge, insight, and self-renewal. And for this month, which will be the last Thursday as well, it will be Mr. Guy Overby.
Okay.
And,
like Guy.
Yeah, he's a good person.
He is.
And he's going to be talking about investments, IRAs, anything to help our veterans and our citizens of Kerr County. Keep some of your money.
How to keep your money.
Yes.
It's important.
It is very important.
Yeah.
And so he's agreed to do that for us this month, and that will be the last Thursday.
Yeah, a week from yesterday, right?
Which will be the 27th.
Yeah, 27th. So that's the brown bag lunch.
Yes, sir.
Each month, last Thursday of the month.
Right. And you just bring in your brown bag lunch, like it says, and we'll have our speaker. You can ask questions. And like I said, every month we have a different speaker.
That's good.
And
open to non-veterans as well.
Yes.
Anybody that wants to show up.
We have a lot of nonprofit organizations that come in, just individuals who just want to find out what's going on.
Yeah, that's neat.
Because, like I said, every month it's a different speaker.
That's good.
We might talk finances. One month we might talk about, goodness, like this with a Grace Under Fire.
Okay.
We'll have
lots of... You had something on suicide prevention one time that I was familiar with. So
yes, I think Mike Cagle of Hill Country MHDD came in for that and talked about mental health. And
Mike's a great guy.
He is.
Yeah.
He used to work here, too.
Yeah. I've known Mike many, many years.
Yes.
But, notice how so many people used to work here. Oh, Glenn, what are we going to do, buddy?
Oh, no.
Glenn refuses to go. He's hanging in.
I would probably stay here, but, you know, when you get asked.
Life's about doing different things.
I love radio. I love radio.
And you notice things have really changed around
they
here.
They have.
And I believe for the better.
I've
been around here on and off, and we've talked about it before, since 1991. This was the first radio station I ever worked at, was KERV and KRVL. Being I'm a Bandera boy, was born here in Kerrville, so, but it's great to work where I live and do what I love, you know?
Yeah, Maggie, I doubt you were listening last week, but we were talking Easter events.
I listened.
And you did? Well, thank you. All right. Yeah, thank you.
Every Friday.
So I don't know if you caught the part, but Glenn showed me during one of the breaks a picture that he had from an Easter gathering, and it had his black and white and grainy, old, very old photograph that he had taken a picture of, and he has a 45.
Yeah, a 45 record.
Yeah, and we had some fun talking about not a 45 gun or a malt. Colt 45, it's the vinyl,
A 2-year-old Glenn walking around with a loaded weapon. I don't know that would have been a good idea.
No,
that
a little intimidating. Good, no. What kind of parties did your family have, Glenn? My goodness.
Oh, no
comment.
Shut those down.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've got to thank my family for doing that. I mean, and I just took to it.
Yeah, he
like
still
a duck
loves
to water.
He's doing what he loves. That was the point of that. And you're doing what you love, Maggie, which is awesome.
Yes, sir.
You're very called to do as you do.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love what I do.
Yeah. No, and you're enthusiastic, and I love you send me. I love that you send stuff, and we try to promote what we can for you. In this stack of things, we have also the Surviving Spouses event,
yes.
I believe, right?
Yes. This has just been started, I think, since last September is when we first started, and we work with the Dietert Center.
Yep.
They have given us the room and coffee, and we have surviving spouses, we have female veterans, as well as all females.
Okay.
You know, that can come in, and we don't talk anything that's, you know, about, well, how did you feel when your spouse died? We don't get into things like that. What we do is we just let everyone talk maybe about children, grandchildren, their gardening, just anything like that, just to bring our females together and just talk.
Very relaxed.
Very relaxed, yes.
Awesome.
And our speaker for right now, probably for the next few months, is going to be Teresa Selman of River Point. she's the community relations director, and she has a lot of great ideas, and she really connects with our females here in Kerr County.
That's good.
So it's really great to have someone like her.
And so that's Tuesday,
yes.
Second Tuesday of each month.
Yes, sir.
And that'll be May 9th, and that's an afternoon. That's a 4 to 5
yes.
p.m.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. So that's a busy April 27th, you can do something. And then the 29th, you can be on the Monday, the Memorial Day. And then the 9th.
Yes, there's a lot going out or going on with our veterans and surviving spouses.
Yeah.
And I just think the more that we have for them, you know, they get out of their homes.
Yep.
You know, and some need rides, but there's availability out there for them.
Sure.
But they need to get out of their homes. They sit there all day long, you know, and some are out in the country, some, you know, some places, and they have no connection with anyone. So
it's good.
Try to do this.
Well, I've been fascinated. I've stayed every time. I'm not a veteran. Wasn't even that familiar with our veterans, and so I'm thankful that the Hero Card has had a background of helping veterans, and so we just kept that going, and we try to help and honor veterans, and it's just been amazing to meet the different people that I've met and
yes,
gotten to be involved with. I'm big fans of Alan Hill, and you know, he just volunteers over there his time,
yes.
And that's
oh,
just
am.
Amazing. I mean, the time yes. and effort he's putting in, and so. Anyway, those are good things. Good things. Anything else you want to share with us before we take a break?
Well, I put together a quarterly newsletter.
Oh yeah, okay, very good newsletter too.
I've been doing this now for, I guess, 3 years, and I put information in here that helps our veterans and surviving spouses, whether it could be a news story, something I get off the internet, something that happens through the VA. I'm also a member of the Hill Country Veterans Council. Vicki Marsh is our president of that, and she's really big into going to the VA, talking with all the offices and clinics, and finding out employees that we need, and really getting to all that information, what clinics are open, what are not. And
it's important. That's great.
Very important.
Yep.
And so we meet every month, and we get that information out to our veterans. They
okay.
need to know this stuff. And so I put some of that information into the newsletter as well. All the events that we have going on, the schedule of our veterans organizations meetings
all
and
the,
their
yeah.
events, yes, from AMVETS, Hill Country Veterans Council, Salute to Female Veterans, American Legion, VFW, any organization that wants their meetings or events put in here, they can just call me and I'll put it in here.
Do you feel like you have a pretty good reach to the veterans, you know, who most of them are here in our community, and are they all taking this newsletter? If somebody wants to take it, how do they find you?
Oh,
what's the easiest way?
They can just go and call me at the courthouse
okay.
at 830-792-2203,
okay.
or they can email me at mkbaker@co.kerr.tx.us.
Okay, very good.
And they can put something in here if they would like to, if they have a special story on a veteran, a poem, a letter, any information they want to get out to the veterans.
That's good. And you can, I guess you have this available in both print and then just email version,
yes, sir.
Right? They can just, that's good.
Yes, sir. I email out to maybe 75,
okay.
100. But then I also with, you know, like the Chamber, Visitors Bureau a lot. And on the page 11, that's a 12 page.
Yeah.
But page 11. On page 11, it gets all the information about the Kerr County Veterans Service Officer, all the information that I can do with claims and any resources that veterans, surviving spouses need. I help them with that.
That's great. Widows awesome. Benefits, education benefit, burial. Yeah, you do
yes.
it all. You're a great resource. And again,
I try
you.
To be.
No, you're doing it. You're making
thank
it happen.
Getting it done.
So, getting it done. So, all right, Maggie, so we always try to make some call out or shout out for how the community can help you. What do you need? Do you need volunteers for anything? Do you need funding?
Yes.
How can, if somebody's listening and they want to help our veterans through you, how are there places that they could be involved?
Well, we always need volunteers for all of our events.
Okay.
For the Veterans Day Parade last year in November,
yeah,
we had 50 volunteers.
Wow.
We also had 50 units in the parade. It was really, really wonderful.
That's good.
And, you know, there's always a couple little kinks, you know, with everything. But it turned out to be, I think, our best parade since I've been here. And it's the fourth parade that I've been involved with. So every
Well,
year,
and you're probably the only one that knew the kinks, right? That's probably true.
Probably.
It came off great. And maybe you know. A few of your volunteers. Okay, so and the volunteers then, could reach you through your email, the MK Baker.
Yes, or the phone number. Or they can just come to the courthouse. And we need volunteers for Memorial Day.
I was going to say, you probably need some help on Memorial Day.
With setting up chairs, taking chairs down,
okay.
Maybe helping our veterans, surviving spouses get to their chairs, good. And things like that.
Yeah, very good. Maybe help people walking from their cars,
yes.
Right? Okay,
yes.
Good. Well, so if you're listening and you want to help with that event or any other event, just get a hold of Maggie. She'll put you to work. I can tell. She's got it going on and would love your help. And so with the veterans, so that's
yes,
great.
Sir.
Well, Maggie, I appreciate you coming in on a Friday afternoon, and I hope you have a great weekend. And I hope you'll come back. Your calendar's always full, so just feel free. Just anytime you want to come in here, just reach out, and we'll get you in maybe for 5 minutes or 30 minutes, whatever we have. But you're
all
welcome anytime.
Well, thank
I
you so much.
It.
Great to see you again.
You too, Glenn.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Glenn, what we have a couple minutes left.
A little better than 2 minutes.
A little better than 2 minutes. Okay. Well, a couple of other things. I wanted to read something, speaking of veterans, that you might want to put this on your calendar as well. And, Maggie, you're welcome to chime in on this. But I wanted to – Alan Hill had sent me an email. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, Alex. So on May 16th at 5 p.m. at the Hill Country Veterans Service Center, which we've been talking about, there is going to be it's called a Hep C dinner, an information session. You know about that, Maggie?
I've read the emails and the flyers.
Okay, so anyway, it's barbecue, and again, I don't know the background on this. Just put this on your calendar for May 16th. And Maggie, I'll just ask you, since you're still here, kindly. So is hepatitis C an issue amongst our veterans, or is this just a special event? No, off the top. Okay.
I don't know exactly. I do read the emails that come in from, you know, Congress and, you know, from our elected officials that are, you know, up in Austin and D.C. But I think what I've heard is that's mainly was in during, like, the Vietnam era.
Yeah, it says it's a very serious liver disease. Obviously, we know what that is. But exposure primarily baby boomers. So, anyway, that... more information to follow on that, but mark your calendar for May 16th. Busy month for veterans events in
yes,
May for sure. So, all right. Well, I think we are now out of time officially. I want to thank Maggie for being here. Glenn, thanks for stumbling in here on your last legs. I hope you get feeling better.
Hey, glad to be here.
Yeah, and I hope you get to see the grandbaby this week.
Me too.
That'll lift your spirits. And everybody, I thank you for tuning in. And we're here next week, obviously 2 to 3 on the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 a.m. Next week's guest is going to be Walt Koenig, the new president of the chamber.
Wow.
Fascinating guy. In fact, he's in Dubai today. He is a very international
man.
And that'll be a great conversation. So let's close out with a little Hall & Oates, and we'll talk next week.